Blog Talk Radio.
You're
Bigger than that. We got to know that we're serving a God that rules and super rules. He rules and super rules the universe. He rules and super rules the doctors, the nurses. He rules and super rules your job. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than anything you can even imagine. I dedicate that to Brother Robinson, and we want to have prayer for him. That God continue to direct the doctors and the nurses in the right diagnosis and the right treatment. So we just continue to pray for him. And also I want to continue to pray for Evangelist Sharon. If you would be so kind, Pastor Bill, will you give us a word of prayer?
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. So we can stand on that word that he's bigger than anything that we may be facing or whatever it is we may be going through. Amen. And I'd like to share coming from Hebrews, the third chapter. And the first verse, reading from the King James. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. I'll read verse 2 also. Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're thanking you for your word today, Father God. And Lord, we just thanking you for the healing that is taking place. And Brother Robinson and also Evangelist Sharon and all others, Father God, we just thanking you, Lord, for your word says, by your stripes we are healed, Father God. And Lord, we pray that we will open up our hearts and our mind to the word of God, that we're able to stand on that word no matter what we face, no matter what we're going through. because as the song says, you're bigger than anything that we may be facing or going through, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And Father God, we're thanking you because in your word, it tells us that you'll supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we want this word to be in our hearts. We want to hear it. We want to hear your word today, Father God. We want a message from you, Father God. We want to allow that Holy Spirit to bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against us, that we can hear this word clearly and also apply this word to our daily walk of life, Father God. We ask that you will bless all the listeners and those that participate, those that are listening by internet, Father God. Bless each and every one in a mighty way, Father God, that we are the soldiers that you're calling for, Father God. As Pastor teaches this word, let this word be in us, Father God. Let us be bold as we receive the word of God and as we walk according to your will, Father God. Be with all those who are bereaved today, Father God. We know that a lot of times their minds are troubled and they can't sleep and they're going through things. But Father God, work it out for them, Father. Give them a peace of mind. For you say you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, to encourage one another as we continue to pray for one another, Father God, and continue to lift up our pastor, Father God, before you as he continues in this mighty word, Father God, making it plain that we're able to understand the word of God and not only understand it, but allow the word to be in our hearts and to live this word, Father God, and bind up anything and everything that try to come up against us to take that word from us, Father God. Your word says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Father God, we thank you for all things, Father God. Be with those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with those that are going through. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Holy Spirit, you're welcome to impart that word in us that we're able to understand it. We thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Pastor's talking, teaching us on living your best life in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for that word of prayer. And I appreciate it. Like I said, you know, we want to continue to keep Brother Robinson lifted up for sure. And also, God's been really opening up some things in the book of Hebrews for us, and we want to continue to go down that route and down that way. And we're talking about this new and living way, brothers and sisters. Since Christ has opened this door for this new and living way, why would you reject that? Why you still want to do the old way? See, that's what I'm not getting. People who have this revelation and know that Christ is superior to any preacher, any bishop, any hope, any prophet. He's superior to all of that. And yet we want to honor man greater than Christ. In other words, we want to honor the building greater than the builder. So what's the greatest, the building or the builder? Makes a lot of sense to me. Why not honor the builder? Because you can always build another house.
Yes.
Yeah. Christ is the builder. Anyway,
yeah.
So we're talking about living in this new and living way, which is in Christ Jesus. his body.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So the first scripture we want to deal with today, well, I tell you what, we'll pick up where we left off at over there in Hebrews 3 and 1. And we were talking about the warning to pay attention to God's truth. And then we jumped in and we started talking about Hebrews 3. So let's read 1, Hebrews 3, 1 through 6 would be good. Some ask the evangelist sharing the show. Read Hebrews 3, 1 through 6.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for that selection. As a reminder, and I want to thank Pastor Bell for her beautiful prayer, and we stand in agreement with the prayer that she had. Hebrews 1 through 3 and King James 1 through 6, and King James it reads as follows. Wherefore, holy brother, and partakers of the heavenly calling, consider apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath built the house hath more honor than the house. As a house is by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses barely was faithful in all his house, as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the home firm unto the end. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm. Amen. Hallelujah. From the Message Bible. So, my dear Christian friends, companions, in following this call to the heights, take a good hard look at Jesus. He's the centerpiece of everything we believe, faithful in everything God gave him to do. Moses was also faithful, but Jesus gets far more honor. A builder is more valuable than a building any day. Every house has a builder, but the builder behind them all is God, in God's house. But it was all servant work, getting things ready for what was to come. Christ, as son, is in charge of the house. Now, if we can only keep a firm grip on this bold confidence, we're the house. Amen.
Amen, amen.
He says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Now stop right there and get a real grip on this. See, that's all I'm saying about the book of Hebrews. When you learn these vital facts, this is one of them. He's calling you holy brethren.
Yes.
Partakers of the divine. You're holy. If you're a believer. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the partaker is someone who's pretty much take their part. That's about the best way I know to explain being a partaker. Someone who's has partner with someone or something. You're a partaker. You partial.
Yeah.
You know, you have a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like talking about business. Brothers and sisters, we're in partnership with God in heavenly things. Ooh, let me say that one more time. Because boy, I tell you, we're partnership with him in heavenly things. Don't worry about no earthly church. How about the heavenly church?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, that's where our business is at. Our business is in heavenly things. We're about heavenly things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say, more especially the God kind of business.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
We're partners, brothers and sisters, and we are not opposite of one another. It's just the other way of doing it. We're partakers. We take our part. You may have part, mm-hmm. you may have part, but we're partakers, and the part that we're taking is in the heavenly vision. I hope y'all see that like that, because that's what it says.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We are holy brothers and sisters, partakers of this heavenly vision, this heavenly calling. The call that's on our lives are spiritual. So when he's talking heavenly, he's talking spiritually. See, people got to get a hold that we're not talking about earthly calling. We're talking about your spiritual calling. Now, let me ask you a question. Someone asked you, what is your heavenly calling? See, that comes from a whole different a wave of things right there. Your heavenly calling, not your earthly calling, but your heavenly calling. Everybody seems to have an earthly calling. How many have a heavenly calling?
All right. Mm-hmm.
See, we've been called with the heavenly calling. So he said, pay attention, brothers and sisters. Pay attention now. And he goes on, he explained about Moses and the things that Moses did, and we may get into that. But yesterday, we were talking about paying attention to the vision, which has to do with this heavenly calling. You got to pay attention or you're going to find yourself drifting away from this truth. And that's something you don't want to do. So he's warning us. He's warning us. Please pay attention. He warning us against unbelief. He's warning us.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling us how important it is to stay faithful in this word, to remain faithful in this stuff. So remember, was that Hebrews 2 and 1? You want to read that, Evangelist Sharon? And for those that may not know, we will be running over.
In Hebrews 2 and 1, in the King James, reads as follows. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, it is crucial that we keep a firm grip on what we've heard so that we don't drift off. Amen.
You don't want to let this go. The things you've heard, the spiritual, stay with it. You don't want to get caught in the belief like the children of Israel did. When they were down in Egypt, they slipped from this. But so this is like a warning from Christ. Yesterday we talked about it, but today, how you gonna neglect such great salvation? How you gonna do that? How you gonna just put that to the side? And so, well, I'll get to it later. Let me tell you, brother and sister, this is that eternal salvation. But, okay, here we go. We're going to read some of these scriptures that I outlined here. He asked a question, whose house are we? That's over there in Hebrews 3 and 6. So let's read that one. Hebrews 3 and 6.
Okay. In King James, 3 and 6 reads as follows. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Amen.
Amen. send a message back from God's house, but it was all servant work, getting things ready for what was to come. Christ as Son is in charge of the house. Now, if we can only keep a firm grip on the bold confidence, we're the house. Amen.
Amen. And in Hebrews 3:12.
In the King James, it reads as follows. 3:12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Amen.
Amen. So watch your step, friends. Make sure there's no evil unbelief lying around that will trip you up and throw you off course, diverting you from the living God. Amen.
That's why you got to get away from some of these negative people. I just keep the real. It's that kind of stuff. When they are not talking faith, they're talking negativity. You have to stay away from that because you'll find yourself talking the same talk, and that ain't what you want to do. You don't want to slip from where you're at already. That ain't something you want to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
So he's warning us. Christ is Christ's Son in charge of God's things, in charge of God's household. God have put you in charge of your body, your life, your eternal life. So the question is, who you going to be part of, Moses or Christ? And the answer is real simple. The Bible tells us, he warned us that we should exalt one another. Instead of tearing one another down, how about exalting one another? In Hebrews 13.
Hebrews 13 as well. And verse 13, Pastor. I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chapter 3, verse 13.
Praise God.
Chapter 3, verse 13.
Thank you, Pastor.
Matter of fact, read 13 and 14.
But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Amen.
Amen. For as long as it's still God today, keep each other on your toes so sin doesn't slow down your reflexes. If we can only keep our grip on the sure thing we started out with, we're in this with Christ for the long haul. These words keep ringing in our ears. Today, please listen. Don't turn a deaf ear as in the bitter uprising. Amen.
If there was a time that body of Christ needs to be paying attention, it's now. Trust me. If there was a time that your eyes need to be open, your ears need to be open, it's now. So he's warning us to take heed lest there be any of you as an evil heart or unbelieving. You don't want to have an unbelieving heart. Damn around folks like that. See, in the 14th verse says a little bit more than the fact that we're just partakers. But you must take your part in this ministry of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And 14 and 12 says, there again, to me, these are warnings. And you may view them a little different, but at the end of the day, these are warnings. So when I read Hebrews 4 and 12, that's a warning what the Word of God can do, brothers and sisters. How potent it is. What it can do that no one can do it. So in Hebrews 4 and 12, and read 13 too.
Okay. In the King James, Hebrews 4 and 12 reads as follows. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen.
Amen. Send the message. God means what he says. What he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or dissent, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is imperious to God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter what. Amen.
Amen.
Powerful. That word is powerful.
Yes. It says you can't get away from it no matter what.
Amen. Amen. It said God means what he says. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything. So it says whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. And that's for everybody.
It's nothing hidden from the Word of God. People got to understand that. It's nothing hidden from it.
Amen.
There's a power that the Word has by itself. So he warning us that if you try to hide, you won't hide. You can't hide.
That's right.
Because everything is naked. Amen. Everything is open.
Mm-hmm.
People lying.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
You may try to fool me, and you make me think that you're about something else. At the end of the day, you're about that dirty, filthy lucre.
Have mercy.
There's a lot of promises that are being made to people, and it's all predicated on the money. And God sees that. And if you're in the Word of God, God will open it up to you. Just that simple. So he's warning us. Another thing I want us to look at, one of the other things that he warned us, you got to hold fast to your profession. So in Hebrews 4 and 14, I'm going to close it, but in Hebrews 4, I think it's 14.
In the King James, it reads as follows. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passing through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Amen.
Amen. Now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God, let us not let it slip through our fingers. Amen.
Awesome.
But he's gone.
I kind of want to leave it there, but then I want to touch it up just a tad bit, because that 14th verse is really saying you got to hold on to it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on
That's
to your
right.
faith, the part of the Word of God that you got your trusting in. And that part would be knowing Christ is a high priest of your profession, and he has to be superior in that area.
Yes. Amen.
He's superior to all the other priests, but you have to let him be superior over your own life. And when you do, he said, hold fast to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is the high priest.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to leave it right there.
Yes.
Thank you all for speaking over. We want to continue to keep Brother Brother Robertson and Evangelist Renee and also Evangelist Sharon on our prep for a speedy recovery. Matter of fact, you can just start thinking. Because I'm going to call it heal. I'm going to call it all done. Heal.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you have anything you need to share, Pastor, before we dismiss?
I'm in agreement in prayer for Brother Robinson, Evangelist Sharon, and Evangelist